Today I'm going to give a sermon about 100% assurance.
In this life, this world, whenever we do things, we want some assurance. If we have more assurance, we want to invest more. If we have less assurance, not certain, we don't want to invest too much.
自己的智慧，一个判断得出的一个。Most of the time,
our assurance come from our ability, our wisdom, about from us to make a judgment.
我们的法则呢，影响到我们做决定啊的行为。And
our assurance determines our action, our plan.
但是我们讲，在这个世界上，没有一件事情只有100%的把握。
I want to tell you that in this world, nothing is 100% assured.
你们会可能会争论说，哎，不对啊，太阳明天出来这件事情是100%的把握。
We argue that, well, the sun will come up tomorrow morning from the east. That is 100% assured.
是一个。 很有可能发生的事，是一个可能它的概率是0.9999999很多的九，但是它不是一。
You might be right. The sun will come up tomorrow from the east with 99% or even 99.999% assurance. That may be true, but it's not 100%.
有一天天地都会废去，太阳会毁灭。
Because one day the earth and the sky will be gone and the universe will be gone. So there's nothing in this world is 100% assured. Now why you are going to talk about this 100% assurance?
只有神的话是100%的把握。
I want to tell you, only God's words is 100% assured.
在希伯来书第11章第1节讲到说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。讲到什么是信心。
Book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certain of what we do not see.
信就是一个实底，就是一个把握，就是一个啊有多大的确据。
Because the faith is about assurance, about the certain, about something that we hope.
关于什么事情的把握呢？是关于一个所望之事，是一个未见之事。
What kind of assurance we talk about? We're talking about assurance that we cannot see.
是所有的所望之事，所有的未见之事啊，都是有信心把握呢？不是的。
All the things that we cannot see have assurance? No, not really.
这里讲到的是神所应许的那件事情，你盼望的那件事情，你有一个把握。
Here, what we are talking about is God's promise. It's God's promise that we have assurance.
我们所望之事，是我们盼望的事。 盼望什么事呢？我们盼望是神的应许成就在我们的生活中、生命中。
What are the things that we are hoping for? We are hoping for God's promise that is going to become a reality in our life. We have 100% assurance of this hope. Because this is what God promised, and this is hope you certainly have to happen. This hope will happen, and you will be more assured than the sun will come up in the east side tomorrow.
圣经说天地都会废去，我的话，神的话，神的应许，神的对我们的应许，一点一话都不会废去。
Because God said the earth and the sky will pass, but God's words, even one word will not change.
神信心什么呢？信心是对神的应许的有这样的一个把握。
So our faith is the faith that has 100% assurance of this hope.
第二句话是信是未见之事的确据。
And the second part of the verse is talking about our hope for something certain of what we do not see.
什么事情我们看不见呢？
What is this something that we cannot see?
第三节就讲到说，神创造天地万物，我们没有看见过。
And in the third verse, it's that God created the universe, but we never see that.
我们知道世界是神造的呢？
How do we know God created this universe?
因为神借着圣经，借着他的话告诉我们。
Because God revealed us this from the Bible.
我们就知道一些我们没有看见的事是确实的，是一个跟我们看见一样的有把握。
That's why we are assured about this creation that we never saw.
那有的时候后面讲到了这个希伯来书后面有了很多很多信心伟人的他们的事迹。
In the book of Hebrews, later in chapter 12, it said a lot of the faith giants, their witness.
神应许他们的一件事是一个在人看来是一个不可能的事。
God promised all of them something that we the humans never believed it could be true.
当撒拉年纪老迈的时候，他应许他有一个儿子，他已经过了生育的年岁。
When Sarah was very old, she already passed her age to be pregnant, to carry a baby. But God promised her that she will have a boy.
按照人的判断、人的把握、人的智慧、人的理智，这件事情是不应该发生的，是不可能发生的，是没有把握的事情，没有把握的事情。
Based on our human wisdom, our human logical reasoning, this is impossible. It cannot happen.
因为神说了。你要生一个孩子，生一个儿子。
But because God said Sarah will carry a baby, carry a son.
他们这个 hope 是一个 against hope， 是一个在没有指望的时候的指望。
So Sarah's hope or Abraham's hope, it's a hope against hope. It's a hopeless.
是。Against 这个世人的判断的这个 hope， 在世人看来是没有指望的时候，神的话说你要生一个孩子，他们的盼望是在神的话语上，不是在任何的世界的可能性上面。
Their hope is a hopeless in human eyes.
It's a hope that could not happen in our human wisdom. Things not seen means something it cannot happen. Based on our common sense, it's impossible. It cannot happen.
神让摩西要踏入红海，红海就开了。这件事情是在人看来是不可能的事情。God
led Moses to Israel and Red Sea. Excuse me. God led Moses to Red Sea. Red Sea separate, opened. This is impossible in human wisdom.
所望之事是未见之事，是一个。 在没有指望的时候，在一个在人的判断上看来是不可能的事情，但是因为神说了，就要是成就。
Things that is we are hope for, and we cannot see are things that in our human wisdom it's impossible. God promised, so we believe.
信是所望之事的实底，因为所望的这件事神说了，就我们就有一个把握。 100%的把握，完全的把握，说这件事一定会发生，不管多么的不可思议，多么的不可理解。
So faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain for what we do not see, because God promised, so we are sure this is going to happen.
信心呢，是对神的应许的一个完全的、100%的一个确据。
Faith is an assurance of God's promise, and we are certain, 100% certain it's going to happen.
那我们就说，确据从哪里来的呢？
Then we will ask, where is the assurance come from?
确据是因为神说的，这个。
This conviction is from from God because God said that.
看后边，在撒拉，因为当神的话临到他的时候，那时候呢，撒拉呢，过了，自己虽然过了生育的年数，还能怀孕，事情发生了。
Let's take the case of Sarah's case. Sarah already passed her age to be pregnant, but because this is what God said, so Sarah believed it because God said to her.
他这个把握的来源是因为那应许他的是谁。
So Sarah's assurance is from the one that who told him, told her.
因为应许他这个应许的那位是可信的。
Because the one who promised her is the one who we can believe, we have faith.
应许他的那位是谁呢？创造天地万物的主。
Who promised her is the Lord, the creator of this universe.
他用他的话创造了这个世界。He used
his word to create this world.
他用他的手托住这个世界。He
used his hand to hold up this world.
他说有就有，命立就立。He
speak everything into existence. He say yes and it will happen.
即使对人再不可能的事，只因着是他说的。
No matter how impossible in your eyes, because this is what God said, so it will happen. It's not just a possibility, it's a 100% assurance.
Praise
the Lord. This conviction is actually from God Himself.
第二个呢，也是神要打开我们信心的眼睛，看到一个更真实的实际。
Secondly, God opened our spiritual eyes so that we can see what He promised to us.
在列王记下第六章第十七节记载这样一个故事：当时先知以利沙和他的少年的仆人呢，被亚兰的军队包围了。少年人就惊慌，不知道怎么办了。
In the second king, Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the Syria army, and his servant got a panic, and he did not know what to do.
他看到伊丽莎好像没有很镇静，没有惊慌。
But he saw Elisha was very calm. He was not panicking.
伊丽莎就说你不要害怕，因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的人更多。
And Elisha told his servant, "Don't be afraid, because we have the army who's much more than the Syrian army."
我想这个仆人心里会嘀咕说，我怎么没有看见啊？你怎么看到哪有我们自己的军队？就我们两个人呢，我们被亚兰的军队包围了。
But his servant wandered around. Where are our helpers? I only see the Syrian army surrounded us, and only you and me. Where's our helper?
以撒就祷告说：“耶和华，求你开他的眼，让他看见。”
And Elisha prayed to the Lord, said, "Lord, please open my servant's eyes, let him see your army."
他爱被神打开的时候，看到了什么？看到了火车火马围绕着伊丽莎。
And when the servant, when God opened the servant's spiritual eyes, the servant looked around the hills. He saw the horses. He saw the chariot of fire.
他就不再惧怕，知道与我们同在的比与敌人的同在的人数更多。
And the servant now is calmed down, and he know the his helper are much more than the Syrian army.
他有信心，他一定能够得胜。
Now the servant has had his confidence that they will win.
因为他的眼睛被打开，
because his eyes was open and he can see all the God's army.
他看到了原来他肉眼看不到的属灵的真实。
He saw the spiritual reality that his naked eyes couldn't see before.
说我们对神的话语有这样的信心，撒拉年纪老迈还能够相信。
So we have the faith what Sarah did when Sarah was very old, and she still can carry the son, and his son will become the descendant of the big nation. Because our humans, we always see with our physical eyes, with our ears to hear. So we make decisions, we make conclusions based on this reality. And we conclude that there was not possible. Our spiritual eyes is open, and then we will see a spiritual reality from God. Then our assurance comes into us.
Our
Our conviction of this faith is from God, from the one who promised us.
下面我们要讲三个应用。
Next, I want to talk about the three applications.
你们知道了，信心就是一个100%的一个确据，神的话语一定能够成就的，一点没有动摇的，没有怀疑的这个确据。
So now you know the faith is 100% of the conviction of a God promise, and it's unshakable hope.
当你有这样的一个 certainty 的时候，有这样一个把握的时候，你的生活一定会不一样。
When you are certain about this assurance, this promise, and your life will be different.
一个世上的例子，这些做股票的人，他们如果知道明天的股票一定会上涨。
Let's have another example. Let's take the stock market. If somebody trading stock stock in the stock market and they know the stock is going to increase the value tomorrow, what they are going to do?
他会变卖所有的去买那个股票，他知道他明天一定会涨。So
this person probably he will sell everything he possesses and buy that stock because he knows the stock is going to go up to increase tomorrow.
但是这个世界没有100%的把握，股票市场上上下下不知道。But
in this world, nothing is 100% assured. So the stock market also goes up and down, and there is a risk there.
我们今天有另外一个应许，只要给我们天上的产业，天上的财宝。But
today, we receive the promise, the heavenly promise that God will give us the treasure from the heaven.
在那里没有虫子咬，没有贼挖窟窿来偷，不会损失的。
Over there, the treasure in the heaven will not got rotten, will not be stolen.
你知道这个确据以后，你要做什么样的投资呢？
Do you know this assurance? What am I going to do? How am I going to invest?
如果你相信这件事情100%的会发生的，
If you are sure that this will happen 100%,
你会变卖你所有的。
You probably will sell everything you possess.
你要投资到
You want to invest in this.
This is 永远的,
because this is eternal.
世界的财宝，世界是你带不走的。
Your treasure in this world will not go with you when you go to heaven.
你要做一个聪明人，会把这个世界上的财宝换成天上的财宝。
So if you are wise, you want to change the treasure in this world and then make it to become the treasure in the heaven.
第二个应用呢，神应许我们，让我们向他来求。The
second application is that God promised that we can pray to Him.
在约翰福音14章13节，说我们耶稣跟他的门徒，也是跟我们在座的每一位。 应许说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
In John chapter 14, verse 13, Jesus said to his disciple, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father."
叫父因儿子得荣耀。耶稣也再重复，你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
I will repeat this verse. Jesus said, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
This is 最后对他的门徒的精进，他要离开他们了。最重要的话，他最后说的，
是 Jesus Christ before he died, before he resurrected, he speak to his disciple. It's the most important thing he speak last to his disciple.
整个楼上叫了就六次，
耶稣重复
这个应许。
Jesus Christ repeat five or six times about this promise.
你们无论求什么，我必成就。
And he said, whatever you ask in my name.
那我们今天不祷告，可能有两个原因。
Today
we don't pray to the Lord, we'll probably have two reasons. The first reason may be because you think I can do everything in my ability, so I don't need to ask the Lord.
第二个原因呢，就是这件事情是不可能的。
Second reason, you may be saying, thinking, this is impossible, no matter what, it's impossible. So I don't want to ask.
How do you have a...
所以很厉害，一望无际的红灯。One time, I was going to spiritual gathering with one of the sisters, and we got into the traffic. And there was a long lines of cars.
一眼都看到，全都是红灯。我们在坡上看到前面4 miles都能看到。
We are up to the hill, and we even cannot see the end of the traffic.
突然间，这个姊妹就祷告了。
And then the sister in the car, she started to pray. When I heard the sister's praying, I said to my heart that how is this possible? My car is not an airplane. How can I fly out of here? There's a car in front of me, the car at the back of me. How can I get out of here?
用我的理智，用我的智慧，我的判断，常识，理性，来限制神的作为。
So right over there, I made something wrong that I used my own judgment, used my own wisdom, trying to judge what God can do.
所以耶稣在这里说，你们奉我的名无论求什么。
And then in this verse, God said, if you, whatever you ask in my name, and Jesus did not tell us, please pray something it's only possible. And on the contrary, he tells us, pray whatever you ask for me. You have burden, and you bring it in front of me. And he said, if you pray to him, he will make it true. And he said, I will do whatever you ask.
就我们，如果今天遇见在你看来是不可能克服的困难，today
if we have something that we feel like it's a difficulty that we couldn't overcome,
或者是生一个病，
被医治，maybe you are sick,
the doctor is powerless.
或者是一个困境，自己不能够解决。
On a situation that you really cannot solve the problem.
那你怎么样让这个应许成为你的一个100%的把握呢？
How can you use God's assurance to make it to become 100%?
你要不要去祷告呢？
Are you going to pray to God?
你自己的判断说，这不可能啊，这想不出来什么出路啊。
From your human logic, that your thought, this is impossible. I really cannot get out of this.
但是神的应许说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，必。
But God promised that no matter what you ask, I will do.
如果你对这个应许有信心，有确据，有把握。 你就会凭着信心，不凭着眼见，不凭着你自己的判断，谦卑的向主来祈求。
If you have a conviction of God's promise, then you will have the faith to pray to God, not based on your own personal wisdom judgment.
注意，在这里应许的是，我必成就。
Please remember here, the Lord said, I will do whatever you ask.
神的应许说，我一定会管这件事情。
And God said, I will definitely keep my promise.
他没有答应我们什么时间他成就。
And God didn't say what time.
有的时候神体谅我们的软弱。 很快的，当我们向他祷告的时候，很快就显现，很快的就让我们看到他的一个存在。
And sometimes God considers our weakness, and He may fulfill our prayer very quickly.
有的时候，神要等一段时间。
And sometimes God will wait for His time.
甚至于我们等到离开这个世界的时候。
Maybe even beyond the time we are in this world. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it has this kind of description.
讲到这些信心的伟人，他们都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
And he, the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 talk about all these faith giants. Many of them, they died with that faith. They didn't see the faith become a reality.
也就是说，主的应许，他们死之后，也没有让他们经历到。
That means God promised. They didn't see God promise in their lifetime.
39节。 也讲同样的事情，也有这样的论述说，这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 39 said these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised.
仍未得到所应许的。
And they have not received what had been promised.
他们在死的时候还没有得着神的应许。
In other words, that means they have not received what they prayed to God before they die.
难道神失信了吗？
That means God didn't fulfill His promise.
神没有失信。死亡对于人来说好像是一个很大的事情。
No, God kept His promise. That may be the huge thing to humans. But in God, it's like sleeping. And And if you pray something to God and you got to sleep today and then tomorrow that prayer is fulfilled, you might be very happy. But this giant, they didn't God of what they prayed before they die. However, they are in heaven today. They received God's promise. We always ask this question. We pray for a brother, but he still, however, he died. So our prayer did not answer. That means God's promise is wrong. God's promise never wrong. The universe or the sky or the earth can pass, but God's promise will stand. God used his way to fulfill his promise.
So we
come to God to pray based on our faith.
一个是神应许说他必成就，他没有应许什么时候成就，第二个呢，他有没有应许他怎样成就？So
God promised us, but God never told us what time He's going to promise, how He's going to promise.
好，这是耶稣记载呢，亚伯拉罕经历的一件事。
In the Bible, Abraham went through this experience. And God promised Abraham that he's going to have a son, and he did get a son. God said his son Isaac's descendant will become a nation. And this promise has been fulfilling, and Abraham is very faithful. But one day God said to Abraham that you need to send Isaac to be my sacrifice.
意思就是你要把它杀掉，要变成一个献祭。
In Abraham's understanding, that means Isaac need to be killed to put on the as a sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕有两个困难，一个是亲情，哎呀，我的独生儿子是应许的，老年得子，怎么能杀掉呢？这是一个。现在更大的困难是他的。 说神啊，你是你的应许是借这个孩子，如果这孩子杀掉了、献祭了，那这应许不就不能够实现了吗？这是他更大的问题。So
Abraham faced two challenges. First, it's out of his love to Isaac. This is his son. So God asked him to send Isaac as a sacrifice. That he need to kill Isaac, and that's something that he cannot understand. Secondly, if he killed Isaac, then God said, "Isaac will come out of Isaac. There will be a nation. If he killed Isaac, how the nation will come from? Where the nation will come from?"
相信神的应许安定在天。When
Abraham faced this dilemma, he still believed that God's promise is true. So he believed God.
他相信说我要遵行神的命令，但是我同样知道神的应许借着这个儿子要让他的后裔成为大国。
And Abraham, he believed God's promise. He believed God's promise is true, that out of Isaac there will be a big nation.
他自己呢就想出来，可能神会让他再复活。
So Abraham may imagine that maybe God will let Isaac to be resurrected after death.
他想了一个方法。
This is Abraham's logic reasoning.
但是神没有这样做。
God didn't do that.
神用一个羔羊代替了他的这个儿子。
So God prepared a lamb for Abraham to be sacrificed.
所以神说我必成就，按照他的时间，用他的方式。
So God said, I will fulfill my promise. God fulfilled the promise in his time, in his way. All we can do is to believe based on such a conviction, such assurance that we pray to God.
今天呢，给我们这样的信息，让我们的信心呢有根有基的建立在神的应许上面。
Today, God gave us such a base. This base has a foundation. God.
如今投资在天上，让我们随时举起圣洁的手，随时随地的祷告。
God wants us to invest in the heaven so that we can pray. We can ask Him anytime.So our faith is because of our faith, we grew our faith. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你这样的把这样的信心的真理教导我们，让我们每天能够凭着信心而活。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for putting faith in our hearts so that we can live a faithful life.
这样的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.